The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 21st day of July 2017. If you forgot where you're at or you're listening to, my name is John Stadtmiller. Been hosting this show for so many years. Larry in Washington. Hello, Larry. What's on your mind today?
John, a couple questions I'd like to ask you.
Sure.
Since I've known you watch that about Adolf Hitler, do you believe basically, other than, you know, little propaganda?
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe the essence of, you know, hold on, I got to turn you off. Do you believe that the Germans only invaded Poland because of the continuous massacre, degradation of the Germans, that he finally got up? Or do you believe that they put a Polish Jew in some kind of uniform, shot him, and it started the war?
I think from the start, I think when Hitler became Chancellor of Germany in 1933, part of his, and what he believed that what he was going to do and did do for a short time anyhow, was to reclaim what was once Germany. And I think that was his primary motivation, not what started it. You know, if you listen to the people that gave you the reasons why war started, I mean, most of them are false flags and just a convenient excuse to get the ball rolling.
Do you believe Hitler realized that the Jews at the Treaty of Versailles were the controlling power and they were in there to totally stifle Germany?
Well, how many people, I had forgotten, how many people were actually seated at that table that were Jewish for that Treaty of Versailles? There was a goodly number of them. I forget how many, but yeah.
And then we do know who financed the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yes.
And we do know where that $20 million that Trotsky got in gold.
Oh, you mean from the United States government?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do believe that the guy there, Karl Marx, was a BS artist. I do believe communism was put forward by Jewish rabbi, because his dad was Levine, I think his last name was.
Right.
That it was put together as a counter of capitalism, so you'll have this perpetual war.
I do believe that that was necessary because the desired result didn't happen after the Great War, the First World War, World War. Germany was on its knees for quite a number of years after that. into the 30s, but then the bankers had their way with just about every other industrialized nation. Most of the planet was in the so-called depression, so it was like a double like a double whammy on Germany. But then they started to rebuild, and then, to everybody's surprise, started to rearm, and it was like holy mackerel. But no, the essence of what you're driving at here, Larry, Hitler was it was necessary in order to have World War II, or as I always say, World War I, Part II. We tried to bring in the League of Nations. They tried it. It did not work. So let's have another war, and let's see if we can cause enough death and confusion and bankruptcy and chaos and mayhem and stinking funeral pyres, and let's see if it takes hold this time.
Excuse me, John, and who were the American delegates to the United Nations? If you remember what tribe they were from?
Well, I'm sure they were just there paying homage to their communist friend that was the head of the United Nations. Whoops. You okay. Larry, for it's fairly easy for us to identify. Once you understand what you're dealing with and what to look for, and I'm not suggesting for a minute if it looks like a nail and I'm the hammer, then hammer it. But isn't it amazing that once you start to find out who the movers and the shakers were behind this, they all stick out like purple thumbs, like sore thumbs. But to everybody,
I tried to research this into what are the major reasons of the fall of the Roman Empire. They had their armies all over the world. They wanted to bring back tribute. Well, we don't even bring back tribute. And the debauchment of the currency.
And let's not forget, Rome fell from the inside, from the rot, from the...
Cicero said it.
Yes.
Cicero said about a traitor. And we got a whole hell of a lot sitting in Congress.
I'm afeared you're right. You're absolutely right.
And there was a Jewish court reporter back in Chicago named Sherman Skolnick.
I remember Sherman.
Okay. And I mean, he was in the spotlight before it became American Free Press. And he would talk about so much corruption within Congress. Then he come out one time, I think it was on Tom Valentine's show, that he said up to 75% of your congressmen are black male.
I don't know if you can hear me. And before, you're absolutely right, before the spotlight reformed and called itself the AFP, them sitting there directly in Washington, D.C. was always a threat to the criminals in Washington, D.C. because they were right there in the middle of it. They had their contacts. They would have their conversations. They literally were the boots on the ground in the enemy territory, the enemy camp over there, and they were a danger to them. Well, lo and behold, you know, they dared start talking about the Jewish influence and AIPAC and things of that nature. Well, they got to be anti-Semites. Well, wait a minute here. Which is it? You know, I am just thoroughly amazed. And they steal. And here's the thing, Larry. They can still fool some of the people some of the time, or most of the people all the time. Because the general public has been spoon-fed the pablum. And it's been controlled for so many years, and those varied interests were always protected. Always protected. Yeah.
My ex-wife is German, and her mother came over from Germany in 1954. And we've talked about you know, Hitler. And she's saying that there are so many similarities in this military. I mean, you can basically understand what she's saying with such a heavy accent. But we are going in a hell-bent on a police state that is sooner or later, and I heard somebody on your program, somebody else's program on your station, talk about the armament that is being dumped in Chicago.
That was me, Larry.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
That's okay. And Larry, just to make this correction for the 995th time, we are not a radio station. A radio station is what you'll see driving down the highway with that big tall tower with the red light blinking at the top. That's a radio station. We're a radio network. No, it's taken years to try to get people to understand that. They keep calling it a radio station. And it's not. It's the network. It is a network. Because we produce the 32 different talk show hosts. People like Michael do this every single day. They bring them in, various means. Skype, whatever else, we produce the programming and put it out on the airways. Sometimes it ends up on a radio station, but generally... Yeah, generally they're ours, because the type of programming we do here, the American people, I guess, are not ready to hear the truth.
John, years ago, in the 90s, I got me and another friend of mine, a blind Marine from Vietnam, and another guy gathered enough signatures to get one of our talk show programs here in Everett, Washington, to host Tom Valentine. Well, that didn't last too long because it's controversial. That's when Randy Weaver was in the circuit of talking about what happened to him. And it didn't last too long. And I could imagine radio stations... probably look at their advertisers, and if you start saying something about Israel, there's a lot of pressure to bear.
Well, as I said, when I was on that other network and my voice was being heard in Washington, D.C., Orrin Hatch was literally knocking on his neighbor's doors, going, and the owner of the station happened to be Orrin Hatch's neighbor when he was, you know, in Washington, D.C., at his own residence there as well. He's knocking on the guy's door going, do you know what's playing on your radio station? He goes, yeah, I know, I put it up. And he said, Orrin Hatch asked him, he says, what the hell do you think you're doing? Well, he was doing radio, but it wasn't their brand of radio. Because us serfs out here are not supposed to know that they're the kings and we're the serfs and the slaves.
John, I have to ask you a question about some historical event that supposedly happened. A editor for one of the papers in New York back in the late 19th century, early 20th century, named John Swanton, made a comment about the press, that we're basically, he said, we're nothing more than prostitutes and we're paid a daily wage or whatever.
That was at wasn't that at the New York Press Club? Swinton was his name, I think. Not Swanton, okay. Swinton.
Yeah. Well, then you do understand what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
If they controlled it back then, which I do believe, that it came right out of the learned book of the elders of Zion about controlling the press, that you talked about people not understanding. I've tried to expand upon that and said, there's a big picture out there. You don't even see the picture, let alone the pieces, where I see the pixels.
Yeah, well, no. See, and that, my dear friend, that, Larry, is what happens. This is why I've always referred to it, and people didn't quite understand what I was saying. That there will come a day that your understanding will be great enough that you'll be able to watch the images on your TV because you'll be able to turn down the volume and see exactly what's going on. Larry, thank you for your call. Harvey in Pennsylvania.
John.
Harvey.
I got one correction for you and one statement.
Okay.
Short.
All right.
Correction is, about a week ago you said, beware of those who call themselves Jews and are not. The correction is, the correct transcribing out of the Hebrew for that word is not Jews, it's Judean. Beware of those who call themselves Judean and are not. And the ones that do that are the Jews. They are not of the 12 tribes of Judea.
All right. And your statement?
The statement is to all the people out there that are listening, if you want to help this country, you got $1 bills, fives, tens, twenties, on the fringe, white fringe of that bill, you write republicbroadcasting.org, and you also put on www.rt.com. Those two, when the word gets out, will save this country.
Oh, hey, now hold on here a second. I can just see that it's really the Russians, and that's fake currency. If you put anything Russian on there, they're trying to hijack our currency. Yeah. All right, Harvey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Oh, gosh. Would that be really defacing? By the way, it just reminded me of something. Have you made any headway with us being delisted from Shoutcast? Well, we better start at the beginning. You're just saying you don't know where the beginning is. Well, we need to begin at the beginning, okay? Got to find out how to do this, because that's a new website, isn't it, that they put up? It's fairly recent. It's been updated. Okay, then we magically got delisted from Shoutcast, even though, well, we're now using Samcast. We were using Shoutcast before. We're using Samcast. I wonder if that's the reason why we were dropped. I don't know, but have you found a way to register us? Because any mother and her uncle, as long as they got a microphone and can record, can put a program up there. I'm not going to get on my tinfoil hat and get real paranoid right now, saying that we're delisted because we're that dangerous. You keep shaking your head. I don't know why you're shaking your head. Okay, well, we need to find out. Until we find out, this is a daily thing. We need to find out why. And we need to list ourselves back up there. Okay, well, we got too many no's in these things that are coming back to my ears. I don't want to hear no. I want to hear yes. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Boy, for such a kind man, you're a tough boss, aren't you?
Well, I just figure if I got to pay somebody, they at least got to pay attention to what I tell them.
So I was thinking, I was listening to you earlier, first hour, and I was thinking about the amazing job you've done with education and history, and probably have helped more minds, you, your staff, and all of your hosts, to actually understand where the heck we are. But what's equally important to me is where we're headed. And I think the cashless society that is swiftly approaching us really requires your supreme analytical mind to dig into it and explain to your listeners what that's going to mean, because it's coming fast.
Okay, let's not overhype my pea-picking brain.
You're pretty smart, though. So.
Well, okay, I'm a pretty fart smeller. Is that what you just said?
You are a pretty fart smeller.
Okay. So, yeah, this is what had me going. You know, this week, it's been a tough week because I've been running around inside my own head and I've worn myself out. Seeing this cashless thing coming, finally putting together and going back just from memory and seeing how they're bringing the police state in and causing all this chaos and death. I mean, this has been a hell of a week for me. Hey, hang on a second, Mike. I've got to take this break. Hang on. 800-313-9443. It's an open phone Friday. Don't everybody show up at the last minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said. The Constitution was about.
All right, we're back. Mike in Colorado, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, we have lost archives to this network. They were in a server, and I did not have the access code to that server, and it was when we were hijacked back in 07. And I have yet to sit down and compile a complete list of the talk show hosts that we have had on this network. The ones that have come and gone, and a couple of us are still here. Rick Adams, after all these years, myself, only a handful have been here through the entire thing. But man, we've put out a lot. And the funny thing is about this, Mike, is people don't understand and realize that moving into the future, watching everything fall apart, including the alternative media going down the wrong tracks, you know, how important it's going to be for us to be there.
Absolutely. And the people that support you, whether it's $20 or a lot of money or whatever, they understand that, and I think they all do the best they can, and I'm thankful you're still treading water. But I remember I emailed you that Ethereum video, and I understand your hesitation to watch the whole thing. But this, the serfdom they've put us through, we can tolerate. Obviously, we are tolerating it to a certain level. But if they do fully implement the cashless society, it's done.
Well, and you know, how to make the ripoff invisible and complete. Because everybody that claims they have a right to your itty-bitty is right. going to be picking you off right and left.
Yeah, because you have no other option other than to use their technology and their computer platforms and all of that stuff to
think about this. People are on Social Security. What are they doing? They're taxing Social Security. If you had a problem with the IRS, they'll tell the Social Security agency, okay, well, we got a red flag here. These people don't get any benefits until they pay what we say that they owe. You know, I mean, it's getting a whole lot worse than that. I don't know. I do not know why Jeff Sessions is still the Attorney General of the United States, but I'm going to roll around to that into the next segment. But here's a guy. They just changed. I guess Sean Spicer quit as press secretary.
Right.
And the guy that they brought in.
Spicer said, don't do it. He's a bad guy.
Yeah, and he is a lesbian and gay and transgender supporter and a gun grabber. And he's also a Wall Street guy. And he's going to be the new spokesperson for Donald Trump. And, yeah, I can see a problem there. But Jeff Sessions recusing himself. I mean, this was and Trump even used the dastardly New York Times to, you know, to put a hit on Jeff Sessions. Well, what else Jeff Sessions has done is he expanded the civil assets forfeiture program. I mean, he put this thing on steroids, and he's claiming, you know, the feds have a right to seize your cash and your property.
Sure, and it'll be so much easier when it's all digital.
And look at Jeff Sessions. Wasn't he one of the biggest supporters of Donald Trump during his presidential run?
Allegedly.
or maybe this guy is compromised and somebody showed up in his office and went, hey, you're going to play ball with us, or, you know, we got some goods on you, or some of your good friends or whatever. You know, who knows what goes on in the little cloakroom antics in Washington, D.C. But Jeff Sessions, man, this guy needs to go back to Alabama, man.
Well, yeah, and I think we're headed for that bird that tries to enter your building when the window's so clean that it doesn't know that's a piece of glass. I think that's where our society's headed, specifically with the cashless society. And I truly, it not much scares me. I've been through some of the things you've been through in your life, mm-hmm. and not much really rattles me, but this actually does.
Well, and that, and knowing that everything has been set up for the complete takeover, and the police state mechanism out there, and to see exactly how it was done. And to see,
and you can go back and chart it. Like you said, you had a bad week, probably because your mind went step by step and said, okay, well, this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened. And then we thought that was this, but it was this, and now here we are. And it's pretty damn frightening.
It is damn frightening, along with, as you said, the cashless society. They're going full bore. All right. Hey, Mike, thanks. I appreciate
your
call. All right. Let's take the break, come back. Jeffy Sessions expands the controversial federal civil asset forfeiture. It's not controversial. It's illegal.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at Nutramedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal Oronic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Expands the controversial federal civil asset forfeiture program. He hasn't yet sent the federal agents into the ever-growing number of states. Let's say, for instance, legalized medical or recreational marijuana, but Attorney General Jeffy Sessions is becoming the kind of law enforcement officer that criminal justice reformers feared that he would be from the start. On Wednesday, Scaramanga, by the way, that's the new press secretary, I was thinking it was Scaramanga with the third nipple. But anyhow, on Wednesday, Sessions declared that civil asset forfeiture was back. It didn't go anywhere, mind you. A controversial process in which police can not only seize property like cars and cash, your house, grandma, anybody that they suspect are connected to a crime, but profit from it as well. Now, that was restricted at the federal level by former Obama Attorney General Eric Holder. Yeah. Now, under Sessions, no matter what the state law says, quoting, under the Attorney General's order, the federal adoption of all types of assets seized lawfully by state or local law enforcement under their respective state laws is authorized whenever the conduct giving rise to the seizure violates federal law. Whew. Boy, is that some Orwellian doublespeak. Now, Session claims that law enforcement is going to prioritize their assets associated with violent drug crimes, but there is no reason why police won't just go back to using the drug war to buy their department's new toys, as they've been doing for the past 30, 40 years. A decade ago, only a handful of astute people realized that this confusing-sounding policy was really a scam. Today, that knowledge has spread, helped along by the fun facts, like more money was taken through asset forfeiture in 2014 than the burglars out there apparently stole, some $5 billion total. Now, those startling numbers, along with the desire to see police cleaned up in general, has made forfeiture reform popular indeed, with 84% of Americans now saying they want to see the practice ended altogether. It was Holder who put up a few tepid safeguards and restricted some of the aspects of the federal money pot called equitable sharing. Now, this happened because the gradual movement towards justice reform on both sides of the aisle over the last 10 years. Whew, you had to get out a microscope to see it. Now, until Sessions, he put the brakes on this day before yesterday. He told law enforcement officials that asset forfeiture is a key tool. He detailed how wonderful and vital it has become. In part, it helps return property to the victims of crime. Really? Well, does it really? Since when is the U.S. justice system more about restitution than punishment? Now, I will add at this point, it helps return property to the victims of crime. No, it doesn't. It goes into the pockets. 80% government takes its skim. But 80% of this is turned over to law enforcement. What do you think that they're doing? Walking up and down the streets going, oh, Mrs. Jones lives at such and such street. We have a bag full of money. We're going to go return this. I don't think so. Well, hang on, folks, Sessions continued. Civil asset forfeiture takes the material support of the criminals and instead makes it the material support of law enforcement. Well, okay, that sounds a little bit better, doesn't it? But the core objection to what most people have is not that the money from criminals is transferred to police. The fundamental problem is taking money and property from people who haven't been convicted of a crime or even charged in some cases. Now, imagine, folks, you got the highway robbers out there. They know damn right well they pull you over. You got a load of cash on you and go, okay, well, that's got to be illegally obtained. I'm just going to take it. You're not charged. You're not charged with anything. You know, that would have to come under the probable cause, which a lot of these cops don't even have probable cause to even pull you over in the first place. Unless, of course, they're running your plate for you just driving down the road doing nothing. Or pulled up at a stoplight and the guy's sitting. You ever watch the cops sitting at lights? They're just sitting there just on the computer running everybody's plates. And they'll usually follow you around until something pops up and then they light you up and they pull you over. But of course, if you got some of that civil asset forfeiture cash, you can go out there and buy the cop cars that automatically scan the plates. Oh boy, isn't technology great? Forfeiture, it was a Prohibition-era tool, and it came back with zeal during President Reagan's increasingly militarized war on drugs. Yeah, that's worked out rather well for us, hasn't it? It is both a federal and a state matter. Now, the ease in which property can be taken varies from state to state, though most of them, except with the exception of a half a dozen states such as New Mexico and Missouri, which don't let law enforcement keep any assets whatsoever. Now, unfortunately, the DOJ Equitable Sharing Program, which is a legal slush fund, can effectively ruin any state safeguards. Basically, it keeps that if there is even a tentative federal involvement in an investigation. The state agency can keep 80% of the profits, and the feds get 20%. In his statement, Sessions defended the process. He used the fact that 4 out of 5 administrative civil asset forfeitures filed by the federal law enforcement agencies were never challenged in court as proof of the system is working well. The fact is that it costs money to take someone, not just someone, the federal government, to court to prove that your money is your money takes time and effort. And yes, a drug dealer might be carrying $15,000 in cash. So might an antique buyer or a car buyer or a horse trader or a would-be business owner or lots of other people who shouldn't have to go to court to get their money back. Sessions says that law enforcement will be careful and that innocent bystanders won't become victims. These vague safeguards feel more like a PR move to counter bad press in which the cops tried to take homes where an adult child dealt a small amount of drugs, or a motel owner fought for years to keep his property, or 100 other stories of people with cash being screwed over. Now, none of his assurances has any weight beyond, trust us. It's reassurance and regression, not reform. Now, this regression is just proof that the federal government is the weight dragging at the legs of the state that want to reform criminal justice. The only way to answer Sessions' unleashing of law enforcement is to abolish civil forfeiture in every state. That way, the federal government would lose its treasure chest of resources, and the state and local law enforcement would have to go after real provable criminal activities instead. You would think. I mean, this is insane. Absolutely insane. And of course, are you going to tell states like Illinois that don't have two nickels to rub together that they got to stop the state forfeiture? The asset forfeiture? No, hell. They're not going to do that. What about all the police pensions that have been emptied out? There are no police pension funds. Do you think maybe they might be out there seizing some funds to put a few dollars back in a safe that they stole in the first place? No. Come on. All the states are flush with cash. Rodney, Illinois. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, John.
Hey.
About Sessions and asset forfeiture. It occurred to me there might be a silver lining to this.
How's that?
Of course, you know, I'm fully aware of the dark, nemesis, you know, cloud that this could turn into. But think about this. What jurisdiction would apply to the Clinton Foundation? Would that be federal?
Well,
wouldn't it be hilarious if this allowed Trump to seize Hillary's fortune before she could hide it?
On that subject,
I know it's a stretch.
No, it is a stretch, you know, and I'm thinking about Jeff Sessions, you know, recusing himself and getting the hell out of the way, and Mueller pops up, Comey's best bud and pal, and now Mueller is going everywhere outside of normal channels to try to get an investigation going to hang Trump. And Trump looking at Sessions and going, you know what? Just when I needed you the most. I think they made a song like that one time. Just when I needed you the most. And there he does. What's he do? He recuses himself to have anything to do with it. And his claim is, well, I didn't want to make it look like I was defending or I was partial. No, if you just did an honest job as an attorney general, and no matter what you turned up, there it is. We're not saying that you're, anything like Eric Holder or any other clown that's been holding that office down. But I don't know if even Sessions did this with the President of the United States blessing or not. I don't even know. But I
you mean,
I,
You mean his recusal or this asset forfeiture thing?
Well, I know how much Donald Trump wanted to help law enforcement out there, and what I'm saying is I don't know if Sessions did this with Trump's blessing or not.
I can't help you there.
I can't either. I'm still searching. I can find no connection. But here's the question, and you brought it up, Rodney. What is Jeff Sessions doing about Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation? Man, we're here in Central Texas, and I can smell that stench coming out of Washington, D.C.
Oh, my gosh, you're reading my mind. The very word stench was, it's almost, you know, Mike Rivero says, look for what's there that should be there and is not. You know, a Hillary prosecution, a Clinton Foundation investigation, real one, and it's not there.
Now,
that's the stench.
A first-year law student could fill the position of attorney general and pull off an investigation that it would at least get this ball rolling.
Well, Rudy Giuliani almost volunteered to be the special prosecutor, as much as I put it nicely, dislike Giuliani.
Well, I don't like the guy either. But what happened to him? Is he in the East River right now? I haven't seen or heard from him since the election.
He's bought and paid for. He's just a talking head, you know. Good luck to Trump. I'm not a Trump fan. I'm just an unwilling spectator. You know, I'll smile when the smiles are called for, and I'll applaud when it's due, and otherwise, you know, I'm going to go about what I've been doing for the last 25 years, and that's minding my own business, because nobody else is going to do it better than me. Trump ain't going to do it.
Well, you know? And you know what? I don't have this feeling that I have to keep looking over my shoulder at Donald Trump. Not being a politician, going to drain the swamp. He's going to swagger in there, and he's going to do things differently. And he's got, how many millions of people he tweets out to? I forget, over 100 million or something like that. It's insane. But I don't fear Donald Trump. If Donald Trump, my perception of him, if he does anything wrong, he doesn't do it out of malice. He does it out of stupidity.
Well, I sure hope he's not too old to ramp up his learning curve.
Well,
I can only imagine that he is, and he's found that the grade is so steep that, my God, how can any mortal climb this mountain, you know, just to breach the levee to find the swamp?
Well, Rodney, I don't know. Let me ask you this question. If somebody walks up to you and punches you in the face and you really don't want to fight, and you tell that person, and you take the turn-the-other-cheek approach to it, and you just tell that person, look, don't do that again. And the person does it again. You're going to let them do it a third time? Are you going to punch back? The best way that Donald Trump could have handled the negativity and the crap about the Trump connection, which, you know, this is classic CIA disinfo. It was stamped all over it. The greatest way that he could have derailed that and brought greater attention to burn out these little snowflakes was to start the investigation of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. My God, it's easy. It'd be easy to bury the Clintons. Very easy. But it hasn't happened. Why hasn't Jeff Sessions said anything about it? Why has his department done nothing? I don't know.
Well, I guess I guess the Clintons are like a biopsy of a tumor. You don't want to check the biopsy to find out it's cancer, because once you do, you know that this watermelon in the belly of America is a tumor, and it's got to be taken out, or it's curtains.
The only way I think we're going to get rid of a lot of these asshats in Washington is just to wait them out. People like John McCain. You know, I have not been a fan of John McCain, the neocon. I really, really don't like this guy. Can't say that I hate him. You know, I would much rather see the guy in jail for the rest of his life for the treasonous acts that he's done rather than suffer horribly dying from cancer. But either way, this guy's out of here. But I don't think, Rodney, we have the luxury of time to wait till we get, reform on voting or how long you can stay in office or whatever. You know, Trump was serious about draining the swamp. He had his pet targets he was going to go after. But this whole thing, this resistance, you're not my president, you're not this, you're not that. Oh, it was the Russian collusion. Oh, you tried to steal the election. No, and you and I know the reasons why Donald Trump was elected. I don't fear Donald Trump. I sometimes question his ability to lead or to be the guy that we had all in our minds envisioned that he might be, but maybe not actually is. But Trump, let me put it to you this way. Trump is half good and half bad. Could you say the same of Hillary Clinton?
I certainly couldn't.
I couldn't either. Rodney, I thank you for your call.
Yeah, you bet. Take care. Hang in there. Bye.
All right.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
All right. We are back, closing out this Friday edition of the National Intel Report. I don't know. I've been thinking about the president quite a bit lately. And all things being equal, that's why I played that video from America's Got Talent. Because to see people broken down from their just abject prejudice against Donald Trump just because he's been painted by whom for being a what? Misogynist and anti-black. He's a hater. He's a this. He's a that. No, he's some New York billionaire, man, that saw the country going down the tubes and at the very least saw his fortune being threatened. And I've said this of Kennedy. I think what happened during the Kennedy presidency was Kennedy was becoming the president that most people hoped that he was. And I think he got a very clear indication of that. Realizing, of course, that, well, you have a base out there that would support you. But my God, man, I'm the president and I have the chance to do some good things. I think that's what happened with Trump. I think he was pretty much made whole on his campaign trails when thousands and tens of thousands of people were showing up at rallies. I think the attendees were just as stumped as Trump. Trump was surprised, and it was glorious. Remember how he initially would point out the press? He said, you know, the only time they'll turn the cameras to show everybody the size of the crowd is when we got a disruptor. And then all the cameras go to him immediately. And he was right. Don't show them. You know, let's try to fake it. Let's closely crop Hillary Clinton's type deal where 100 people show up. And let's run a little soundtrack in the background as well to make you think there's 1,000 people there. There was no enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton. Those, I think even those that were paid to be enthusiastic over were not enthusiastic. Just an abject disaster. So get used to it, folks. Trump is your president. Like I said, I half love him, I half hate him. But I know one thing for sure. I would have absolutely hated Hillary Clinton being in there. Oh, brother. And don't you think that the ne'er-do-wells that are just waiting to get their fangs into this country's neck to drain the last drop of the blood out of it, that would happen under her tenure. Look what Obama did 8 years before that. And are we going to hold to the same cycling as we did before? 8 years Democrat, 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat, 8 years Republican. I don't know if Trump's going to make it at 74 to the age of 78 to finish out a presidency. I don't know. But I know it emboldened a lot more people that were just as brash for the truth and wanting to get this country back. It's energized a lot of people, at least in the political realm. All right, folks. Man, my brain is wrung out. It's been a very interesting week. I'm going to recharge some batteries. Folks, don't forget, we're still short of our pledge drive. We need to get there. We still need about $5,500. Shut me up. Send us some money. Get this over with. We'll see you Monday.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.